broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't understand it.
Do it every week.
Hey, how long we've been on this show, Fee?
I don't know. Since it started?
We started the radio station with this show.
Yep.
Come on.
You did? We were the originals.
No.
Technically, it started with a football playoff game and music.
And then Sports Talk started an hour later.
Yep.
Really?
We started.
Yeah. And now...
Who's the announcer? Huh? Who's the main announcers?
Main announcers.
Was it like Bubba and Fee back then?
Yeah.
We tried to name it. Nobody
cared.
Nobody could change it.
Yep.
Well, I like
Fee and Bubba. Bubba.
Ain't bad.
Yeah. Two morons. We tried that.
They were a couple idiots.
Yeah. two jabbering idiots.
You know what? Those guys that left just now are good guys.
Oh, yeah.
St. Joe is filled with great people.
Great guys.
Well, and like Jack said, Mel's a nice guy now, but he used to beat Jack up.
Well, everybody used to beat Jack up.
And should have.
I mean,
I got
beat around.
I made him the man he is today.
Yeah. Is that what you call that?
I have spent more time locked in lockers up at that high school.
Well, I used to get thrown in rose bushes.
Oh, I used to get hit with a class ring on the back of my head in a bush.
Clobbered a couple times.
Ed Link, Joe Terriman, I ain't naming names. Oh, sorry about that.
I think you did.
I did.
You might have.
Oh, that was terrible. They go to jail now, you do that.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go straight to jail.
We'd have Freddie Flintstone bumps on our heads.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, God.
The class rings back then were like...
Gigantic.
Yeah, they were championship rings.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. Kill us.
Did you know the average sneeze? Now, this is a question for you guys.
Oh, boy.
The average sneeze...
Heart stops.
Comes out of your mouth at 100 miles an hour. So if you're eating watermelon at a time and you got a seed in your mouth and you sneeze, could you kill somebody?
Could take them out,
Bob. Now, you got too much time on your hands.
No, my wife drinks Snapple.
Huh?
My wife drinks Snapple.
Snapple, that's a trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the trivia question.
Bottom cap.
You can kill somebody.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'd have to be close, because I'd say the actual sneeze, by the time it's 4 feet away, is almost down to 0 miles an hour.
Well, we about called the squad to 207 Wigs this morning.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Sneeze fit?
No. I went to the bathroom. Had Brick Street Wings last night.
Fire butt.
Are you kidding me? What come out of there? It's like a torch. Yeah. And I just stood up and I just started crying. I took one, got ice cubes, and just stuck them right in my butt. It was the most unbelievable feeling.
You probably shouldn't have had the hot sauce.
No, I don't even like sauces, so I just had a little dip.
Okay.
Oh, my grease. Did you have it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had them.
You have hot ones? No, hot farts today or anything?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Oh, I was good. How about you, Annie? Did you notice? Yeah, you was going down too.
A little smoke.
Did you notice anything?
Yeah.
I got issues.
I didn't put any sauce on it.
Hey, with mine,
of course, I had 47. That probably one problem. You know, if you just eat like six like you're supposed to.
I had about 19, I think, the last four.
You
didn't agree with
that. No,
didn't
go good for you.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 815, and we're going to talk a little bit about Fort Recovery Indian basketball. Great weekend for Coach Bayshore.
Great weekend.
We're going to talk Coach Patch. Coach Patch is actually going to call in here about 8:25. We're going to pick his brain a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about...
the week to come.
The week to come. The tournament draw. The girls might have...
Can't get it.
And we'll pick the greatest tournament draw.
Great tournament draw.
Oh, I loved it. I love that tournament draw.
I did,
And the thing is, Fee, I mean, St. Henry, I understand they're pretty, and they're capable because they got some athletes.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're so much better than they've been in years.
The first time we played them, that team never beat us.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they just...
They might be better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say never beat us because you never know, but I love our drawing.
I do too.
And I'll take my chance playing Minster in district final. They got to beat Bremen.
Yeah. Right. And especially if we get a little momentum going.
Yeah.
You know, if we play them right off the bat, maybe not, but then again,
if we play like we did against Frank Monroe, it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it's all about.
Well, like Billy says, you got to get playing good at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's. Hopefully that's what we do.
Well, Coach Patch is notorious for his teams getting better and playing better at the end of the year and come tournament time.
Well, I agree.
And I have to think that that's going to be the same. And we'll talk Coach Patch here in about 10 minutes. He's going to call in. And then we got the seniors coming up, Fee, and we got some good ones coming in.
Yes, we do. Three of the best. Cade, Wendell, Trevor, Vaughn, and Ryan Braun.
You can't beat them kids.
Great kids, dude.
You know, we was blessed last week with the three senior girls. And, you know, if you just...
It's a good class.
Yeah, it's just great. Great kids good, and good easy to root for.
Yep.
And
good athletes.
You know, yep, good athletes. And we're going to be sad to see them go. And senior night's fastly approaching.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I'm down to five home games left, I think.
Hey, I was going to call Kurt Rammel today. And I was going to say, I looked at Springfield. Now, we playing Springfield Northeastern?
Northwestern.
No wonder it wasn't on Springfield Northeastern's website.
Were they good?
No, it didn't have our game on it. Oh. I was like,
he's like, wait a minute.
Well,
you might be off.
We used to play Springfield Northwestern Saturday.
Yes.
Kurt Ram, if you're listening, are we going to tell anybody? Did you know it was Northwestern?
Nope.
Did you know we played Springfield Northwestern?
I thought we played Triad.
Yeah, they dropped us.
Yeah, that is on the pocket schedule, I believe, but that's been changed for it's quite
home,
a while.
Right?
Yes.
It is home. Yeah. Right?
So Saturday, we got to go to Tri-Village.
In the morning.
Yep. To go down that dump.
Yep. That's not a dump. That's a.
You don't get a signal in there, Neil.
We have two other things that we can do to make it work.
They have the best painted gym floor. But other than that, I have no use for Tri-Village.
Yeah.
Tri-Village. Name the villages. Let's go.
Tri-Village.
New Madison.
New Madison.
Okay.
Fort Jefferson.
No, you moron.
Fort something.
No.
Well, there is Fort Jefferson there, but I don't think that's... No. I think they're Greenville.
Come on, let's go.
Twin Valley South.
No.
Twin Valley North.
There's something that starts with a T, though.
Rye Village.
Castine.
No.
Palestine. Jesus.
Bingo, that's one of them.
Yes, sir.
Ain't it?
Pretty Yorktown. Sure it is, yeah.
Well, what network?
What is it? Yorktown.
Not Yorktown.
What's the one they used to have the goat dances? Yorkshire.
Does anybody remember the guy that was in town for a while called Tony Lindemood?
Yes. Good softball player.
Okay. Might have been.
I have no idea.
Thanks, Tony Lindemood?
Good bowler.
He was, he ran...
Track.
No. Becky Smith, Don Smith's daughter,
who
was married to Tom. I can't think of his name now.
A great basketball player. Sound like my grandma.
This is unbelievable.
He had a sports shop over here. Tom Everhart.
Oh, that wasn't Lindemood.
Hey, that was
and the guy
league.
And the guy that ran that for him was Tony Lindemood.
Everhart
Sports Shop, Tony
Spencer,
right. SST.
Turns Michael,
and he is from
Wallace Magoo.
He is from the
Grandpa Magoo.
He is from the other of the villages of Tri-Village. His dad had a bar there. They sold chicken by the hundreds.
Fort Black. Turn his mic down, Reese. Well, we're taking you to the home.
Somebody come up with other name.
Taking him to the home.
Red and Ruth's there.
Red and Ruth's was in Palestine.
Free El Dorado.
Nope, that's farther south.
Free tickets to the Northeastern game if you can.
Oh, hey, we got to give our prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yep. So the other village is Hollinsburg, which is from about 100 feet from the other little village of Glencarn.
Where's our sheet at?
I had to move it because we were taking pictures.
We got to figure out who won
$50. I'll get it for you in a second.
We got $50. You didn't win.
What was the bet?
Super Bowl predictions. And we got McSober's wings.
I'm saying Philadelphia.
Okay, and what's the score going to be?
Philadelphia. I'd go high.
But you think it is going to be high?
I don't know.
I'd go crazy.
Low scoring.
Oh, there we go.
23.
How good was Tom Brady? No good?
Bubba.
By 400.
505 yards of passing.
23-21.
23-21, a little low.
Damn. Not bad, though. Close.
That was a great guess. How about our boys' team this weekend? We knew that this was going to be a tough weekend. But we came through.
Great game. Great two games.
Yeah, I'm as happy.
I'm very happy.
We're 9-8. We got Coldwater. It's going to be great. Coldwater. Girls game and boys
game. That'll be good games. Yep.
Girls are at Coldwater.
Yep.
We always play good there.
Yep.
And the boys are at home. Mm-hmm. And I think we win. I got the two W's.
Ooh, I'd be back.
How good?
Okay.
How good does Petey Judy play in stretches?
Oh,
he's great colleague in stretches.
Yes.
He has that look.
Yeah. His unlimited range. He gets to the rack. He finishes with his left hand better than anybody since Greg Colley.
Yeah.
I agree.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He.
I'm a huge Petey fan.
When he is on, man, it is so much fun to watch.
Yeah. He can't stop.
No, yeah. He'll get his shot off, and it'll be as good as anything we're going to get off. Now,
we can hear Rick Mary with just a little bit of luck.
Oh, no.
And Fort Laramie.
We had them both rolling.
Yep.
You do not want to play this team, Pete. No. You said it last week.
Yeah. I agree. I'm telling you.
You stay away from OG.
Yep.
We stay away from OG, Coach Bayshore, if he's listening.
We'll take them in the
You want me to go to tournament draw or not? Do you want me to go with him? Line him up or not?
Well, he might let you drive. He might make you stay in the car, but he'd let you ride up with him or drive him up there.
Coach Patrick's going to call. Will you hear the ringer?
Yeah. Yeah, we got the volume turned up on it. Yep.
Let's take a break. Reese Rogers is running our
board.
Yep. It's been a great week.
It's like, what's the three towns?
New Hollinsburg.
No.
That's in South Africa.
New Madison.
Triad.
Palestine. And Hollinsburg.
And Fort Jefferson.
I think Fort Jefferson.
Fort Black.
It might not be in that school district. It might be Greenville. Yep. It's not one of the three, I don't think.
Fort Black Buffet in Fort Jefferson.
Yeah. Fort Black Buffet is in New Madison, and it's been closed for 4 years.
4 years?
At least.
My dad used to take me there.
Yep. Good.
Well, my grandpa Wallace said...
We're going to be right.
Yep.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up this week. Tomorrow, the girls travel to Coldwater. The varsity game can be heard on WPGW Radio or use your TuneIn app and search for WPGW. On Friday, the boys will host the Cavaliers, and the traveling tribe will have their German supper before the game. The varsity game can be heard on WCSM Radio or use your TuneIn app and search for WCSM. On Saturday, the girls will travel to New Madison to take on the always tough Tri-Village Patriots. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV game at noon and simulcast the varsity game with WPGW. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host the Springfield Northwestern Warriors. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast both the JV and varsity games. Girls at Coldwater tomorrow night. Boys host Coldwater on Friday and the Traveling Tribes German Supper before the game. Saturday, girls at noon at Tri-Village. Then the boys host Springfield Northwestern on Saturday night. Get to all these games this week to support our Indians teams. They appreciate your support. Presale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with Coldwater and Saturday's boys' home game with Springfield Northwestern will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7.
This will have everybody laugh.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. I want to remind everybody we got that we posted a letter from the Fort Recovery School Administration on our Facebook page. Go to Fort Recovery Radio Facebook page and read the whole letter. The gist of it is can kind of be wrapped up in this one statement from the school. It is also our intention to work with the MAC to try to get Fort Recovery Radio back on the air sooner rather than later. So we encourage everybody to go to our Facebook page and read that whole letter. And we do appreciate the administration working in our favor to get the ban lifted, as they said, sooner rather than later from the MAC, if they decide to do that at all. So it's strictly up to the MAC, but we do thank them for that letter, and it is on our Facebook page in its entirety. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Spency.
Yep.
So we're back here at Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee and Jack Stoller sitting in. Good show tonight with the St. Joe boys.
Was
we're talking Indian basketball. We got the seniors coming in. Coach Patch can call whenever he's your...
How about that, baby? Guy is on his game.
I'm a ventriloquist.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Hello. Is this Coach Patch?
It sure is,
Bill.
All righty. Hey.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Coach.
We were having a little trouble getting the phone answered.
How you doing?
Good.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Harold Philly's on the other end. Hi, Harold.
Hi, guys.
Jackson, by the way, Bubba, your question is New Madison,
yes.
Palestine, and Hollinsburg.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
That's two of them.
New Madison, Palestine, and Hollinsburg. Yeah.
New Madison, yeah. Palestine, Hollinsburg.
Yep.
Try. I said Hollinsburg, and you told me I was wrong.
No. You said Fort Jefferson, or one of you said Fort Jefferson.
I did.
Yep. And I think that's Greenville School District. I knew.
No. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
You said New Hollinsburg.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a big weekend here, buddy. We got Coldwater. Yeah. That's going to be a tough one tomorrow night, and we really want to play good because it's about time for tournament. What do you think?
Yeah, we actually talked to the girls today about this and told them that this is a great test for us getting into tournament, because for us, our tournament line was set up for Thursday, Saturday games, and so we had probably thought that this was probably our toughest weekend with back-to-back games as far as a Thursday, Saturday setup for us. That we will have faced all year. And so, we talked about wanting to play our best basketball at this point in time, and that this would be a great challenge for us in playing at Coldwater. They also asked that Village Silver will be on the road, which obviously our tournament will be as well. So, nothing like that is prepared for.
Coach, are you talking in a tin can?
There's been a couple of squelches.
When was the last time you paid your cell phone bill?
It's okay,
Bob. Annie bill, not Annie.
Let's talk a little bit, Coach, about last week. We come back and beat up a Parkway team. We had a tough loss Tuesday night in a game that I could, you know, it's kind of frustrating because we just didn't play very well.
Right.
And then it went wrong. Yeah, I did.
Basically.
And what's your take on, what do you tell the girls in the locker room after that game?
Well, it was just a flat play game on our part on the offensive end. You know, defensively, I thought we played pretty well. We kind of knew our personnel. When I thought defensively, we executed. Offensively, we just, we go through many stretches where we struggle to score at times.
And part of that's because we shoot some bad shots, shots that we don't want. And then some of that is we just kind of lose focus a little bit. You know, we jumped up early on, I think, 2-14-2, something like that. And this group of kids kind of had to just kind of take the foot off the pedal a little bit. And that's something that, you know, we've tried to talk about not doing, and that's where we bury teams. You know, I think if we come out, we push that lead up to 22-24, you know, I think something unfolds, and I think the thing's over.
Yep, you're exactly right.
But unfortunately, though, we had, like, two straight turnovers. We had a bad shot. They score on those possessions, and the next thing you know, it's like 14-10, 14-12, and you know, we take a timeout, and you know, it was just kind of like we lost our focus. And, you know, that's just something we can't do, and we got to do a better job of that and try to maintain our focus and keep them foot down on the pedal. Because, like I said, even as good as what they were, if we come out and just have that kind of killer mentality, then, you know, I think that fits over early. So.
They, me and Fee were talking. They were better than I thought they were. I didn't give them enough credit. They got one senior. They're really young.
They're young, yeah.
But their guards played well. And I know that Carly was out and had her ankle, and that hurts us in against a team like that. But I was impressed with Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad. I mean, I know we had talked to her that day, people just be, it's a CCC school. But, you know, they're one of the top schools down there. You know, them in Miami East and Tri-Village. And, you know, they're obviously their conference schedule is, you know, not like ours with having, you know, the teams that we have in it. But, you know, just with that being said, though, doesn't mean that, you know, they're not a good team. And so, you know, like I said, I think hopefully, you know, we've been trying to preach to our kids about not taking teams for granted. You know, hopefully we did come out and do that. But I just think a lot of it was just we had some sloppy play, and, you know, they're good enough that they took advantage of it. So.
How about your tournament draw, Coach? That about went pretty, I would say, about as good as you could hope.
Well, you know, I guess on paper it looks that way. Obviously, it will go about as good as we hope if we get through there.
Absolutely.
But, you know, as far as, you know, the seeding, you know, Vince got the one seed, we got the two seed. And so, you know, now they change it to where you could go in the same bracket if you would like. And, you know, we obviously tried to, you know, Jeff and I talked about staying away from them. So, you know, we went to Allen East. That's probably the one drawback is going that far. But, you know, it
was, road trip.
I guess. I mean, I look at it, if we got to drive that way to get as far as we can, then, you know, we'll drive that way to do it. So, and it's only for one game.
I'm driving Timbuktu.
And then we're back at Walt Box. So.
That's perfect. You got a good one tomorrow night, Coach, against a very good Colwater team, and I think they've won like 12 games in a row.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I saw on the paper.
They're hot.
Well, you know, they start off in their conference games. You know, they played Minster and Brussels, or the first two conference games. Marion had beat them early, which was kind of a shock. You know, coming into it, I thought Brussels, Minster, us, and Coldwater would be probably some of the top teams in the, you know, four top teams in the MAC. And so, you know, they played Minster and Brussels early, and so, it, you know, they look at it as 0-2 to start, and then they lose Marion, which was kind of a shocker. But, you know, now they're down 0-3, and people are thinking they're not very good. And, you know, but since then, you know, they've run a lot off, I say 12 in a row, and I think they're starting to play, you know, they kind of got a late start with volleyball, which, you know, they've experienced with the boys' side with football stuff. And so I think now they're getting their legs under them, and they're shooting the ball better and playing a lot better. So
they got Mara Hoeing, who I think was out early in the season, and that girl's an athlete.
She's a good player.
And she caused us a little trouble last year, if I remember right.
She actually didn't play in our game last year.
Okay,
she
was hurt
last year.
Guy doesn't forget anything.
Last year to play, but the Harlan girl went off on us last year. So
that's who you were thinking of, Bob.
That's who I was thinking of. Harlan. Thanks, Coach. Thanks there for staying. Can't you play along with me? Make him look good. Well, come on.
Facts are facts, Bob. You want him to play along with,
nope,
with didn't misinformation?
Didn't show up. Nope, didn't play.
Fake news. Fake news, Bob.
Her presence on the bench was
dominating,
overwhelming. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Coach, you Then we traveled to Tri-Village on Saturday, and this I know that they're ranked 10th in the state. So that's going to be a good test as well.
Yeah, they are, and it's always tough to play down there. And so they have a really good team, and we played them a couple times this summer, and we split with them. So it's definitely going to be a good one down there on the road. So
sounds good, buddy. Getting ready to watch Buckeyes?
Nope. Actually, I am watching film on Tri-Village right now.
What? Buckeyes got a chance?
Playing Purdue, at Purdue, right?
Yep, no. Trouble. You don't think they got a chance?
They'll have to play well.
They will have to play well.
Got to play
good. Luck tomorrow night, Coach. Thanks for calling in,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Later, man.
Take out.
Coach Bye. Brian Patch of your Fort Recovery Indians.
What are we now? 13-3,
four,
maybe?
Four? Six? What is our record? I think we lost four.
Have we lost four?
Yeah, we lost to Walpock for Sales.
And
Frank Monroe.
That's about it.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Three. 14-3.
14-3, maybe.
We got Coldwater 15-3, Tri-Village 16-3, Salina 17-3, Macomb 18-3,
Minster
19-3.
That's perfect.
You and Jack are out.
I'm in.
Reese in or out? What?
I'm in.
Reese is in. Neil in or out?
I'm in.
I like
in.
It.
Yep.
Wallace?
Wallace. That's who. Wallace. Neil, you're now Wallace.
I have no idea what you're talking
Wallace
about.
Wallace Magoo, my grandpa. Oh,
Wally Magoo.
Hey, I'm honored to be a Magoo. Yeah.
Wally Magoo.
So
Wally
who was Frank Magoo? I remember that.
My Uncle Frank. He's still alive. Yeah. Okay.
Frank's awesome.
Yeah, he is a great guy. He's an awesome
I was thinking
guy.
Frank was your grandpa's name.
It was.
Frank Stogler.
Oh, well, okay, but
he was
thinking,
a moonshiner.
Well, so were a lot of people.
Yeah,
I think
he was big time, though. Yeah. He's a nasty guy.
You want to do Super Bowl real fast, Bubba?
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Reese.
Frank's real name was Budweiser.
Really? back
that's
in
where
the,
that came from.
See, you know, last week we did a Super Bowl contest.
Super Bowl contest, yep.
And sponsors from Fort Recovery Radio sponsored it.
$50.
$50 merchant.
Huge.
Oh,
huge.
And then we get our friends from McSports, McSogers, yep, to say,
wings time.
Boys, I got gift certificates.
We got wings.
And we have three winners.
We got winners.
We gave away the score. We gave away the passing yards for Tom Brady, passing yards for Nick Foles. And here's our results.
Yep.
The winner of the $50 merchant gift certificate with a prediction of Eagles 34, Patriots 27 is Mr. Ross Homan.
Ross Homan. He was fired up.
I was pretty sure I was going to win.
52 to what'd you have?
52 to 3.
Yeah, that was a good plus, guess.
It was a good guess, and somehow
it didn't happen. Did it?
Patriots
didn't go. You had three starting out.
Yeah, didn't.
So that's good.
Yeah, I thought I had it made.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ross Homan wins a $50 merchant gift.
$50. Happy.
The Nick Foles yardage. This guy had Nick Foles thrown for 323, and he threw for 342.
The winner of 373.
He threw for 373, and this guy had 342, and it is Todd Homan.
Todd Homan
Daddy wins a $10 merch.
Good listeners.
A $10 McSobers gift certificate.
McSobers.
Yep. And then the winner of the McSobers other $10, Tom Brady. Is a guy
Troy
who probably knows more about sports than anybody in for it.
Loves him.
And that's Bob Stoglin.
But
Bob Stoglin.
You can't win.
Why?
Huh?
What?
You can't win.
I predicted 405 yards.
Well, you can't get their wings because you know what it does to you.
Well, they won't go through me like these things.
I think they will.
Tom Brady threw for 505 yards, and he was absolutely awesome.
You can't get it.
What?
You have no business winning it.
So I'm out?
You're out.
So I can't win.
Take her away.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine. So the next guy up.
Nope. Who's the next close?
Nope.
No. We're giving it. No. I'm going
to give it to Todd.
Todd who?
Homan.
Why?
We're not giving him all the
Homan. He's got more money than God. Huh? Todd Homan.
I know. God has a lot.
Huh?
Everything belongs to God, so.
Not true.
He's just letting us use
loaded.
It.
Huh?
He's loaded.
We're giving it to the next guy up.
Okay.
I can put my glasses on for this.
Fair out.
Because I'm not eligible to win, evidently. Wow.
Wait a minute. I might have had about 380.
No, Fee, you didn't.
Hmm. Well, you ain't eligible to win.
Yeah, what's the difference there, bub?
Employees of Fort Recovery Radio and their immediate family are not allowed to win.
Huh. And the second guy is RJ the DJ.
All right.
Who predicted 385. He wins more than anybody.
Yep.
Yeah. That might be because he's good.
So RJ the DJ wins a $10
going to McSober's
gift certificate. Todd Homan, $10 McSober's gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Homan, $50 for the merchant. Thank everybody for playing. We had about 30 people.
That was fun. Put their,
yeah, we just do fun things here at Fort Kelly Radio.
Fun.
Don't we, Jack?
Oh, have fun. Fun.
That is our fun recovery radio.
Fun recovery radio.
Not for fun.
I like
fun
it.
Reese, what's this mean?
Taking a break.
Reese, what's that?
Break.
What about your jacket?
Reds. Wild card, buddy.
Reds.
How about that?
You know what?
He's getting ready for his trip down south.
When you leaving?
The 18th.
How much school you gonna miss?
4 days.
That's nice. Good parenting, Tony. Nice job, Tony.
Wait a minute. Baseball starts at 19.
This is unbelievable.
You fly back and forth every day?
How's that gonna work out? Is your dad listen?
I have no clue.
Your mom listen?
I have no clue.
Roger family, I don't get it. What? How's your grades?
Fine. A's and B's.
Just make
room
sure.
For
huh? Just make sure we don't send his paperwork to Slinet.
Whoa.
That's Mr. Cook used to tell me in study hall when he'd get mad at me. Mr. Stogler, I don't remember seeing your name on the A or B honor roll. Maybe use your time more wisely in this class. Hey, Mr. Cook.
Mr. Cook. Guy's the greatest.
I loved him.
He's a wise man, wasn't he?
He looks the exact same as when he was.
Yes, he does.
He's hadn't changed with at all.
He's younger than me now.
Well, so does
Jack.
So does Methuselah.
Tom Timmerman is younger than you.
That's a name from the past.
That is.
There's probably only 15 of our listeners that remember who he is. I don't.
We're gonna take a break. Fort Recovery Radio, sponsored by
Fun Recovery Radio
Street Market. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. Also, be sure to pick up your nomination forms for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame recipient at all banks in town, post office, library, and Village Hall. Or go to our website, frchamber.org, and fill out the online nomination form. Also, nominations for Business of the Year will be accepted, but online only. See Chamber website for criteria. Deadline for all nominations is February 5th. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
Fort Recovery's Traveling Tribe is having a German supper. The money raised from the supper will help the Traveling Tribe on their summer trip to Europe. It will be on February 9, 2018 from 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $7 pre-sale and can be purchased from the high school boys' BK games, the high school office, and from any Traveling Tribe member. Just remember, February 9th, 4 to 6. Come enjoy the German cuisine and help these students experience the world.
I guess five. Hey, we're back.
Priest, you don't tell us how's that work? How's that work?
Doesn't tell you.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How's work day?
Good.
Where's our seniors at?
I don't know. They'll be here.
Holding them late?
They're late.
Hey, extra praying. Okay.
Extra praying going
they
on.
They need praying.
Extra praying.
Don't they?
Oh, pray. Huh?
How come there wasn't a school yesterday?
Snow.
I don't know. It was worse today.
Well,
does Ferksy call it?
Well, if you look at the paper today, there was all kinds of slide offs, so the roads were worse.
I'm calling out Justin Ferks.
Okay.
Huh?
Well, he wasn't the only one that
it was beautiful out yesterday.
Eventually, yes. But if you,
school starts at 10:30, the buses leave at 9:45. I don't take to pick them up.
Well, I think that's not exactly right. But
are you? I was everywhere yesterday. I was like, it's beautiful out.
Well, if you like, I said, if you saw the paper this morning or this afternoon, they had two pictures of slide offs and banging into people.
Yeah, that's bad driving. Yeah. Bobby,
well, oh, what a beautiful
that's right. And everybody
came driving around. Hey, 70
it's not
mile
just Fort Recovery. Coldwater, San Diego, yeah. Wimped out.
I just wanted to interject before I leave here.
Oh, geez.
I had the opportunity this weekend to drop off a couple of those checks.
Yes.
And we had some that were mailed.
Yep.
And it's really a very selfish thing that I get to do. But I stopped at both Kathy Rockwood and Jeff Timmerman's house, and the appreciation showed by both of those families was just awesome. And I'm sure as the checks were delivered to the other locations that the same thing happened. So, you know, you just wanted to share with the people out there that the checks have been.
That's pretty awesome.
Delivered, and it was really cool. So yeah. I wanted to share that before.
And one thing about the Jeff Turman deal is that as we had the fundraiser, this come out afterwards.
Yeah,
and we had some left over from what we pledged, right? And then you just took a check out to Jeff and his family and great people, and just we're brokenhearted for them, and pray for the best. And just like Scarlett was in surgery today, have her tumor removed.
Is that right?
And yep. And everything
going good?
Went well. So
good.
It's just and you know, like you said, Jack, it's about as proud as anything we can do. And
it sure does make you feel good. Yeah,
absolutely does. So. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got the seniors rolling in here. We're going to get them hooked up. We'll be right back with the senior Fort Recovery basketball players right after this. Wayne Street Markets.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com. Click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Running late?
Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Village of Fort Recovery has several openings for seasonal positions this summer, and they're open to people of all ages. You can go to fortrecovery.org or stop by the Village Hall to pick up an application form, fill it out, and return it to the Village Hall by Friday, February 9th. The seasonal job openings they have are pool manager, assistant pool manager, lifeguards, park maintenance, and cleaning and landscape maintenance. If you're interested in one of these seasonal jobs working for the village, pick up your application at the Village Hall or go to fortrecovery.org and print out the application form. Then take your application to the Village Hall by Friday, February 9th. The Village of Fort Recovery is an equal opportunity employer. Make your plans now to attend the 17th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5 and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 17th.
Hey, we're back Wednesday night. Bubba Fee, Sports Talk. We got the senior boys coming in. We got two of them. We're waiting on Ryan Braun, Mr. Cade Wendell, and Mr. Trevor Vaughn. How you doing, fellas?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. Season going good. Pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah. Going off to, 9-8. Mm-hmm. And then got two big games this weekend. Hopefully we get both of them and then keep rolling from there.
That'd be awesome.
Friday night we're playing at Parkway right before the end of the half. And did you hear the guy yell, he tripped over his man bun? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard
and
it.
And the cops came over. And they were going to throw him out.
Really?
Is that right?
It was an older guy, just kind of a prick, you know?
Tripped over his man bun. I heard that.
Yeah.
Me and CP were laughing about that one.
But actually, you shot it. You got 3 shots, right?
No. What happened? It was a 1-on-1.
1-on-1. You make it?
Nope.
Ooh. Excuse me?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Hey, we got Caden, Trevor here, and Bronny's coming up, and
big wink and rolling.
And guys, it's hard to believe that the season's about over, ain't it?
Flying by.
Yeah. You know, let's just talk to each of you individually. Trevor, let's start with you. And what a year it's been for you, because expectations for you were that you were probably going to be our starting center or forward or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you haven't had the season that you was hoping. And it takes a certain kid and a certain character to handle that the way you've done. And that's why everybody loves you. Because
absolutely.
Fee talked the other day, and we were sitting there on the scores table. And I don't know what game it was. It was at home. I think it was Fort Laramie, and we had a big play, and you was the first dude out there to congratulate him.
Yep.
And Fee says, look at Trevor. I was like, how can you not love that? And when you're a kid like you, and you know you're going to get some, you know, some minutes, and we need you, and every time you come in, you've either blocked a shot or got a rebound or did exactly what you're supposed to do.
Always something positive.
And it's just for us who. You know, we love your dad and your mom and your, you know, and when things don't go the way we're supposed to, it takes that special kid.
Right.
And dude, you got it, man.
You did a good job, buddy.
Yeah, it's just about being ready to, you know, accept that role, because at the beginning of the year I was starting or whatever, and then kind of just the minutes kind of slowly went away. But I mean, you still got to be confident with the team, and I mean, me being a senior, it's my last go around, so I mean, you definitely got to help the guys that are next up in the program. So guys like Clay, guys like Noah, guys like Blaine, you know, you got to build them up and make them better so that they're a force in the future. So
yeah, but it don't matter where you're at, you know, if you're not in a game or you're on the sideline, you know, you're still senior leader, you know, and you show that to me. Every time I see you out there, you know, just by the stuff like we talked about, you know, when the guys come off after a big play or after a big run, you know, you're the first one out there chest bumping, and, you know, it's just awesome. And I guarantee you, Cade and Bronny, you know, that fires you guys up too, you know, and them young kids, they feed off of that, you know, and that's what's big about you. I mean, that's huge.
Well, the thing is, Fee, and I'm not going to speak for these two, but I can tell you their mentality is that they've all been friends with Trevor, and they all root for Trevor. And when times like this happen, you know, they feel bad too, because you're all buddies and you've all been in this thing together for all this time. And then when they see their, you know, want to get his playing time reduced, you know how much it means to you. But then when you handle it like a champ, they're like, man, Trevor's just a great guy and he's a cool dude. Yep. And you did the same thing in football.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's a big part of it too, is just having that with football too. I mean, you just got to be ready to adapt and think about it, you know, what's best for the program. And I mean, just do what you can. I mean, scrap for those minutes when you get them and when you get in, get rebounds, get blocks, that kind of stuff.
And I'm going to tell you something. It was about 19, I don't know. Our girls was making their first run at state, and we played in a regional final, and everybody fouled out. And we had about six girls left.
Unbelievable.
And girls that never played. And this was before your day. And we had girls like Trevor Vaughn win that game for us. Becky Bruins.
Always got to be ready.
Your aunt.
Yeah.
And these girls that come through, and you never know. And when it's a season like this, and I'm telling you right now, there ain't anybody we can't beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we play Fort Laramie and Marion, and them teams can beat anybody.
Yeah, I mean, potential's definitely there. We just got to put it all together, and I mean, we have the ability to do that. We've shown that we can, so, I mean, every game's up for grabs for us, so.
How about Coach Bayshore? How's that going? Coach Bayshore, great dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Seems like a good dude.
And yeah. You guys look like you're having fun.
Yeah. Man. He's a fun dude, definitely. Fun coach to have.
You know what I like, too, is he'll rip your butts.
Oh, yeah.
He ripped time out. A couple times out there, Miss Sinewall. I was like, I don't think that's a pat him on the back there. That's a chew him up a little bit.
Well, actually, I think he meant him about mid-half court.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He'll lay it into you, but I mean, you just got to be able to take it and be able to respond. And
absolutely.
Yes. That's all part of it. I mean, absolutely. I know.
That's what it's about.
He gets a little fired up. I mean, that kind of just fires up everybody else. Like, coach cares this much about us, this much about this team, and we just got to keep powering through. Because
that's right. And your mentality and you know, you guys, all your dads are very smart, level-headed guys, but they're also coaches, and you know, that's the coach's sons talking, and you've heard it from Jeff Vaughn, and you're hearing it from Aaron Feely, and that's the same deal. So, Trevor, we love you, man, and good luck the rest of the year. And what's your game plan after school?
After school, plan on going to Ball State University.
I see you committed.
Yeah, tweeted that out.
Awesome.
Will and Cade tweeted out their athletic commitments, so I thought, you know, I might as well tweet out my academic one. So, yeah, I'm going there. Got accepted, so I'm going there next fall, and I think I'm going to major in wildlife biology, something like that. So
what?
Wildlife biology.
Tells that.
Basically, they study animals, all that kind of stuff.
We got turkeys and hogs at Cooper's.
Yeah.
Study them.
Not wrong.
Huh?
I mean, you're not wrong there.
Just come on down to Cooper's. We'll use you.
I don't know. I want to move a little bit farther away, maybe.
No.
And eventually come back.
All right. There you go. Now.
There you go.
You're going to raise kids here in Fort Cover.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in. Cade, what do you think, bub? How about you? Let's talk a little bit about you.
All right.
Get that mic a little closer. I want to talk a little bit about you. So, Fee, you've always been a huge Cade Wendell fan.
Yep, absolutely.
And this kid, I'm telling you right now. And this kid will be in the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame someday.
Yeah.
You know that? You think about that. He is one of the top 10 baseball players we ever had in our school.
Yep.
Right?
And he's one of the top two in his family.
Yeah, good points, Spencer.
Hey, I always say that about Kobe. I mean,
so far.
We got Kobe coming up.
And football-wise, I mean, what he does on football field. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah. And then basketball-wise, he'd guard the crap out of you.
Best. I tell you what, that's one thing. You might be the best defender I've ever seen. I mean, I remember Clark May being a fantastic defender. You know, he had the big length and the tall, you know. But you've taken on the big boys. You've taken on the short guys that are tremendous. I tell you what, you dominated that kid Saturday night. That kid's good.
I mean, yeah,
he's a very good player.
He's a good
Yeah, absolutely a great player. He couldn't get up.
He was so mad.
Yeah, I mean, he just absolutely.
But also, look at the kid from Anzonia. That kid can play. What's that?
Gray.
He had 30.
Yeah.
He had like 35 against us as a freshman sophomore.
Yeah, he's good. He can shoot.
Yeah, yeah. And both them kids, you basically shut down. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more. Talk a little bit. Break yourself up a little bit.
Man, a few words, man. I mean, for defense, I just try to get after it as much as I can. And because that's what I offer up to the team. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you I'm not the best shooter. So to stay on the court, I just try to get after it on defense and lock.
Well, there ain't much going off the court for you.
Yeah.
Coach Bejor, you don't take him out too much.
No, you ever get off? You never get out. Very seldom.
Yeah, I'm in foul trouble.
Yeah, that'd be about the only way, yeah.
Well, I mean, and your game plan after school?
Go to Lake Erie College, play some baseball, and study business.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome. Our third senior is Mr. Ryan Braun. Brony, how you doing, bro?
Brony? I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
This guy is Mr. Cool, huh? He's got he's got this crazy hair, you know. Kay does. But this guy's got the groovy look. I mean, the chicks all got to dig him, don't they?
Oh, yeah, huh? For sure. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I mean, you go to other gyms and it's, really? Who's that?
Look at that number five.
They're always coming up scorebook. Who's that kid there? What's his name?
I bet you that's Petey.
Jesus, that's Petey. No, Petey's got the worst hair. He always sticks straight up.
He said he's getting cut.
Huh? He is?
He
needs it. Yeah. Bronny, you've had a hell of a year. I mean, you really have. And you're a great kid to watch. Love watching you play basketball and football for all that. I mean,
been a great senior year, so.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about your senior season and how's it going for you so far?
I think it's going. I mean, I had goals to make it on the MAC list or whatnot, and started off a little slow, but as of late, been picking it up a little bit and realize that we need someone else to score a little bit. So, I mean, I have my nights, and I don't know. I like seeing the ball go through the hole, so, you know.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You guys, when you look at our season, and you know, we're 9-8, and, you know, if you look back, we could pretty easily be
up there.
I mean, think about it. Yeah, well, I mean, 14-3 would be. I mean, when you look back at the games, we could have beat Marion Local.
Mm-hmm.
We've only had
Fort Laramie.
One loss. I mean, Versailles was a big blowout. Brutal, that was it.
Yeah, Versailles.
But other than that, I think we have 5 or 6 losses by
early
one or two points.
Off of St. John's. Yeah, the teams that we should have beat. We could have beat. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what's cool about your coach?
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, all the talk around, you know, and this freshman class coming up is good. There's a lot of talent there. You know, and everybody's in the future. Hey, man, you know, the next couple of years, we're going to really be good.
Mm-hmm.
And your coach is like, how about now?
Oh, he tells me that every other day. You know,
especially for you three. You know, it's like, no, how about now?
Yeah,
you know,
and figure it out.
I told Bubba, you know, we've been talking about it. Nobody's going to want us in the tournament.
Because mm-hmm.
when we're on, we're a beast,
yeah.
You know. If you got one stud, he's going to stop it, you know.
And what if he's 6'8" and his name's Justin Arms?
Well, that might be a little tough.
He had a pretty good game. Oh, and we talked about him and how he, you know, he's going to Ohio State and we're going to love him at Ohio State because we're Buckeye fans some of us are.
No.
But for us, You know, it just, you know, we all follow him on Twitter, and you think, man, he could, you know, but, man, he's a great basketball player, and he's you know, to play against a kid like that, that you guys are going to be able to tell you, hey, I played against Justin Hart. Yeah,
I wish I would have guarded him.
He dropped a triple-double on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I wish you had said, held him to 10 or something, but.
Yeah, I know, but.
2 years before that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we did. But what's your game plan after school?
I might end up at Ball State with Trevor or the Lake campus yet in either mechanical engineering or business. I haven't really decided yet. But
you got time for that. Yeah. You got time for that.
Absolutely.
Buddy. How about who's your girlfriend?
Chloe Showalter.
Yeah, how long have you been dating? You guys been at?
I think it's over a year now.
So. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
That's big, ain't it?
Yeah.
Prom
milestone. Yep, prom.
Prom.
Fired up for that? Oh, yeah. It's always a good time. And now I'm not class president, so I don't have to decorate or anything, so that's a score.
That's a good big score, yeah. How about you, girlfriend?
Nope.
Fly?
Single.
You got a date to the prom?
Not yet.
Uh-oh. By you, date to the prom.
Got a date to prom. Taking Grace 10.
All right, good deal.
Yeah.
Who you got a date with? Don't lie.
No one yet.
Got somebody in mind.
Yeah, he's got some.
All ladies call in right now.
Yeah, it is.
Taking applications.
We are taking applications. So, you guys watch Super Bowl?
Yep. Sure did.
What'd you think?
Great game.
You like it?
Best one I've watched in the last 5 years.
Glad the Eagles won.
Justin Timberlake. Do you like him?
I was sleeping in the halftime.
What? If we're being honest, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
We can live
there. Mean,
I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't think he was that
bad. He's all right.
I'm
not a Justin Timberlake fan.
Really?
He was all right. I thought he was good.
I'd say Bruno Mars was probably the best.
Bruno was good.
Bruno was
solid.
Actually, The Who was good.
The Who.
Yeah, that was probably before. I mean, it was good.
In my time.
But The Who was on like 2010, like 10, yeah. 7 years ago or something.
10 years ago.
So we got the Cavaliers Friday night. We ready to go for them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be a tough one.
Oh, they are.
Portside's going to be rocking Friday night.
Yeah, it is. It should be going.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's a good weekend for us last weekend. We needed them, too.
Yeah, we did.
Like Bobby said, those teams, they knew they could get us.
Yeah.
I think both of them thought they could get us, and we didn't let them get us. That's big.
Yeah, it is. I was really happy with that. Let's take a break. 909. Sports Talk with Bubba and Feet, presented by Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back with the seniors, Trevor Vaughn, Cade Wendell, and Ryan Braun. Right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Congrats to the girls' high school swim team who finished first at the Coldwater Mac Invitational Swim Meet in Portland. The team is coached by Mindy Bupp and was led by seniors Sophie Timmerman and Alexis Bupp. We would also like to wish the girls good luck as they head to Wright State in Dayton for their next swim meet. Then the following week, the girls head to Ayersville for their first postseason swim meet. Congrats on a great season and good luck going forward.
It's that time of the year again. February 15th, the varsity girls basketball team will be hosting their annual senior night. The seniors include Kaya Wendell, Carly Stone, and Grace Tin. The JV game will start at 6 for Schminster. Senior night will follow right after the JV game. Again, February 15th at 6, come support the Fort Recovery Indians girls.
Did you say 3-1?
3-1, 2.
Reese.
Death.
3-1,
death.
4.
2, 3. Two.
Reese didn't know how to count.
Reese is unbelievable. Hey, turn me off.
Reese, I'm going to kill you.
Stepping in the
winner.
It's unbelievable. $50. It's like the guy can smell it.
Yeah, he knew it. He told me last Thursday.
Big off.
He said, I'm going to win that. He said, Philadelphia's going to win, and I'm going to win that. He knew it.
A $50 Mercer and gift certificate out the door to Mr. Ross Homan. Congratulations, Mr. Ross.
Homan, attaboy.
Yeah. Ross, now, is it true that you're coaching Pony League?
I'm helping out.
Well, that's good.
I'm helping out. Jacob Holman. I ain't going to take the head reins.
Who?
Jacob Holman.
Jacob? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now, is that Troy?
No, Troy's a year under.
Yeah. He's, okay, so he'll be there.
Last year, Little League.
Last year, Little League. Troy, good baseball player?
I should say he's got potential.
You got potential?
He's definitely a lot.
Troy's got great swing. Does he really?
Lefty?
Yeah.
Big swing. Love it.
Yeah. Troy's going to be a player, I'm sure.
I say Brenna's best. Brenna's got the best basketball talent out of the family.
That's well, that didn't take
ain't
much.
Even close.
I mean, if she can dribble and chew close. Gum. congratulations, Budrow.
Thank you.
You're awesome. We're joined here by our seniors, and we're talking
Trevor,
about
hey, buddy.
Later, buddy. And Trevor and Kate and Bronny. What's your favorite sport, Trevor?
Oh, basketball for sure. I love basketball.
Yeah, how about you?
I'd have to go with baseball.
Baseball? You?
Probably basketball, but that's close with football.
Football, I enjoyed it. Yeah. You guys, it's funny because this year in baseball, you know, you guys don't miss a game. And we, you know, it's unbelievable how you guys, oh, you're always there supporting these guys. And I just, the it's a hell of a senior class.
It is a good senior class.
Really good senior class. All around.
Yep.
Gotta love everybody in there. I mean,
the only problem is Adam Byram's nuts. I mean, you agree with that?
Hey, I mean,
I'd have to go with
it'd
that.
Be nuts.
That's a
I mean,
that's a plus.
You ever
I
love seen it. Girls' basketball games throwing himself around at the
he's unbelievable.
How about the noises that come out of him underneath the basket?
What about your noises? Where do you get these from?
I don't know.
Give us a couple noises.
What's your glass?
This one's my go-to right
okay,
here.
Okay, so let's, no, wait a minute. Let's say the girls got a big game.
Tomorrow,
girls at the line.
On. Yeah.
They're shooting one. We're up two.
We need Trevor to get this thing out.
No, we're up one. If she's shooting two, this is the first one to tie. Let me hear the noise that's coming out.
All right, right here.
Yeah.
Right, there's my go-to noise.
Let me hear it again. And let me hear another one. Let's do this all night.
I don't even know if I have another one. I was kind of like, as loud as I can. Which I'm not going to do that. I don't want to blow people's eardrums out.
Yeah, you got your one more time on that noise.
I just look over at his dad. What is that?
And Molly's looking up.
My dad just looks
at me. Everybody just laughs.
He's like, what are you doing?
You know, I will say this. That your dad is one proud dude to you.
Yeah, he is.
You know, you gotta love that.
Yeah, gotcha.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your pappy. Huh? That guy, huh? I've said it from the get-go that Doggy Wendell turned our baseball program around.
He's awesome. I tell you what, he's awesome.
Huh?
He's done some unbelievable things for us.
It is. Yeah,
he's tremendous.
And when you look back at your baseball career, and this, you know, you're a three sports star, basically. You know, how many letters you got? 12?
Probably around there, a little less.
Did you letter all 4 years in baseball?
Yeah, 4 in baseball, 2 in basketball, and 2 in football, so 8.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, that is damn good when you think about it.
Yep.
You, how about you? Football, how many?
I got 3 in football and then 2 in basketball. So,
yeah. So you guys were sophomores when we won football state?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a touchdown state tournament?
In the run? I had one week 11 against Lehman, maybe.
Lehman, you had a touchdown?
Yeah, I end up dropping a ball in the state game.
Nice job.
Marty hasn't let me forget it.
Huh? Marty won't let you forget it?
They got it recorded, so.
Dude, he keeps buying it whenever he
does. Oh, damn shame.
Highlight of your career, state football championship?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was awesome. That was incredible.
That was crazy ride.
That was crazy.
Not even playing. I mean, just being there with the atmosphere, like, it's nuts. Especially because, I mean, us going in freshman year football-wise, I mean, we didn't expect anything. I mean, from what you saw from, you know, Fort Recovery football pass, everybody's like, oh, Fort Recovery football, you're going to get to high school, you're not going to really amount to anything. But then, I mean, just seeing the program go nuts like that, I mean.
But it was, we probably walked in on the greatest senior class of football.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, those, yeah, right. Those guys, only Seth like Regal. Seth Regal, yeah. And the Shane boys. Boys and,
oh, yeah. I kind of told them last week, and we were talking a little bit about the weight room, and I just remember the Shane boys were crazy.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
They're incredible.
Summer, I remember they lived in that thing from that junior high up.
That, yeah, freshman year was, you know, in the bus barn, too. And they were out there. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Every guys time.
Are, and that facility.
That's awesome. How about, so when you, as seniors, you get butterflies before the game?
I still do.
Do you?
I'd say in big games, but I mean, every game's no.
No. So do you, when's your butterflies, right? Tip off or warm, when is it?
Kicks in probably like 20 minutes before, probably.
Warming up.
Right when you're about to.
Right before you come out, yeah. You're just kind of sitting there and, whoa. Especially right before big games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
They think about it all day, but butterflies don't kick in until.
Yeah. That's pretty cool when you come out, Dennis, and you get a big crowd.
Oh, you come out of that tunnel and.
That's pretty neat.
Playing.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Got the student section right there in front of you. I mean, yeah.
I agree. Our band does a heck of a job.
Yeah. Well, in football, I don't think anything can get you more pumped up.
Nice and loud. That's how tight the gym is.
Yeah, that's right. What about you, state football or baseball playing state? Bigger thrill?
I'd say the state baseball run freshman year, because whenever I pitched the regionals game, that was awesome.
It's phenomenal.
I just remember that.
That was awesome.
That was probably the newest game I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Highs and lows.
There was some highs and lows in there. Yeah, it was. Okay, so we have to do this, all right?
All right.
I want you to do the national anthem with that voice.
All right, I can.
Huh?
I can.
You can do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
Now, how much you going to do?
I can do all of it if you want me to. I might pass out, but I can.
You can do this.
Yeah.
You got the tape. Are we taping this?
Oh, yeah, it's all.
Bubba's going to put it on his phone, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Our national anthem.
And don't forget to stand.
Yeah, take your hat off.
I can do it all the way.
When did you learn that noise? Just sitting around.
My sister showed me the one time, like, I don't know, probably some kids at school were saying, like, if you cup your mouth and you say girl, it comes out with a weird noise. So I just tried it, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know, I perfected it. Where it's,
yeah,
real loud,
you got her so. Down. Oh, I love
we're
it.
We're coming out of timeouts at girls' games, and you're down, and I'm going to say, Trevor, we need you right now, buddy.
Need the boys.
Oi, oi. Yeah. <He's good.
laughs> You should do the Nash Way of the Senior Night.
Or fight song.
Yeah, either one. Don't matter. That's right. You guys, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Blast.
Absolutely. Watching you guys perform. Yep. All right. Nice. And you're talking about a couple old farts here who just love.
We'll root for you.
Guys who compete. Guys who make us proud because of the way you guys carry yourselves. And man, I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. And
we'll get you back in here, district.
And I'm going to tell you this much. Huntington Park just put $2 million new scoreboard up. Ooh. Center field.
Ooh.
Let's go check that out.
Too. You in or check out? That out.
I'm all in.
And we ain't scared of OG either.
Nope.
Are we?
Nope.
Nah.
We'll be right back. Thanks to the seniors. They're awesome.
They are awesome.
Fort Recovery Radio, Bubba and Fee, sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
Be right back.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up this week. Tomorrow, the girls travel to Coldwater. The varsity game can be heard on WPGW Radio, or use your TuneIn app and search for WPGW. On Friday, the boys will host the Cavaliers, and the Traveling Tribe will have their German supper before the game. The varsity game can be heard on WCSM Radio, or use your TuneIn app and search for WCSM. On Saturday, the girls will travel to New Madison to take on the always tough Tri-Village Patriots. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV game at noon and simulcast the varsity game with WPGW. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host the Springfield Northwestern Warriors. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast both the JV and varsity games. Girls at Coldwater tomorrow night. Boys host Coldwater on Friday and the Traveling Tribe's German supper before the game. Saturday, girls at noon at Tri-Village. Then the boys host Springfield Northwestern on Saturday night. Get to all these games this week to support our Indians teams. They appreciate your support. Presale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with Coldwater and Saturday's boys' home game with Springfield Northwestern will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7.
Hey, we're back here. I've got this email from me. The FRISO, in conjunction with Fort Recovery High School softball team, is sponsoring a softball clinic for girls grades 3, 4, 5, and 6 to work on their softball skills. Stations include hitting, pitching, fielding, and base running. This is an open gym-type atmosphere with stations that will focus on skills to help the girls develop. All you got to do is bring your softball equipment, gloves, hats, and helmets. Tennis shoes are only allowed to wear in the sack. And there is no cost to this clinic. And if you have any questions, contact Jenny Garkey, 419-852-8362. Carrie Shane, 419-733-1281. And the date is Sunday, February 11th. So this Sunday from 6 to 8.
Yep. Get up there,
and
girls.
And then the February 25th. And it runs for a couple months. And free clinics to the Fort Recovery Softball Clinic. And free stuff. And that's how we're going to build that program.
Yep.
And I guarantee you that if you get these people involved in it, it's going to get better.
It'll happen.
So I'm going to give a copy of this to Spencey's Neil. And
And I was just looking on their Facebook page. I don't see it on there yet, so that's probably their next thing. But I can get the information off of that so we can so we can make sure we get that information
get
out there.
Girls up there,
all the chances
better.
We get.
Right.
Yep.
We got a few great group of senior boys there. What do you think?
What we did. Boy, them are three of the best.
Yeah,
don't
three
get
of the
much
best.
Better than that.
Another guy I got to give a little shout out to is my grandson listening. Laner.
Yep. Laner?
Him and mom are sitting at home, and Will's got influenza A, so.
Ooh.
And
are they better than B?
I have no idea.
They're both bad.
I don't think.
I don't know. You know anything about
influenza? There's just different strains, and certain people react different to one than the other, and some of them react the same, and it just different strains is all that amounts to. But yeah, not good for anybody.
No, but Lane's up and he's listening, and he's awesome. And
hi, Lane.
Hi, Lane. Donald Ganepke.
Laner.
Yeah, Fee, we had a good group there, them senior boys and girls last week, and they just make you proud to be an Indian. They're proud of that senior class.
Doggone you. You know, my whole thing is I just love to watch kids play hard and get after it, and them three, you can't deny them at all. They play, give it everything you got.
That's right. And them, you know, everybody walks to the beat of a different drum, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Trevors is, you know, he's just a neat bird.
Yeah.
Cade Wendell, now I'm telling you,
he's a great athlete.
He is. And when you think about what that kid does, you know, he's his own dude, you know? Yeah. And I respect kids like that.
I do too.
You know, I mean, I just do.
He's another one. We kind of talked about him in football, you know, where he got moved out of the quarterback spot midseason and stuff. That's a tough thing to do, you know? And he took it in stride, no problem.
But
I got to do to make our team better.
He was a great receiver, and we needed that.
We needed
that more than we needed the quarterback. So we had an alternative for quarterback. Yeah. So it worked out really well.
But they're talking about the boys' basketball program and the Friday night game at Parkway, a game that they're pretty good.
Yep.
They are pretty good. And it was a game that we trailed and we battled, and it was a nip and tuck, and we just made the plays at the end. We talked about one kid that I thought was tremendous Friday night. It was Noah Leonards.
No.
I mean, it just, that kid has played well for us.
Yeah.
He really has.
I tell you what, the Marion game, I still say that the Mesher kid didn't want no part of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he just came in and he was manhandling Smitty a little bit, you know, throwing him around a little bit, throwing his experience. But, you know, Noah just kind of backed away from him and said, look, you're 4 inches shorter than me. I'm going to stuff it down your throat every time you shoot it. And that's pretty much what he did.
You know, I'm a type of guy who when it comes to coaching, I'm a coach fan. I like the coaches, you know. And I want to say something about Coach Bayshore Friday night in that game. We're up. I think we're up 2-1. What's the final score Friday night, Spencer?
Ugh, man, I do not remember.
Whatever it was. Honest. But Parkway had the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead.
Yep.
And they have they call a timeout with I want to say like 16 seconds ago, set up the last shot, time shot. Coach Bayshore brings in Derek Jeudy at this timeout. So I'm sitting in, I can't see. Oh, okay. I'm sitting by the Parkway bench at the scores table.
59.
And he's setting this all up, you know, and Coach Hughes, and I love Doug Hughes, you know, and you talk about a guy who gets the most out of his talent. Hughes is another guy. And he's got a son that's going to be good. He's a freshman.
Oh, I'm sure.
And Coach Hughes calls timeout, and he's got one left, and he brings in, and like I said, we bring in Derek Jeudy. He runs this play, and I'll be damned if Derek Jeudy don't knock that ball away. So now he calls a timeout because Derek Jeudy made a play to throw him out, to discombobulate their offense.
Their play.
So now they got called to their last timeout with, I don't know, 11 seconds or whatever it is. No, I don't know. So that little bit of, you know, that little coaching move, that subtle move to bring Derek Jeudy in there.
Worked out perfect.
Absolutely. And then they were out of timeouts. They didn't get a good shot off, and the Indians win it.
59-56.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know. I thought, you know what? Good job, Coach. And shout out to the coach on that one. Because
absolutely.
That was a good move there.
Good move.
And then on Saturday, you talked about it, Fee. We went down there and a game that they have a really nice player.
They do. They got a good player. That Bowman boy is a nice player. He's got a great stroke, and he can shoot it from deep. I mean, he shoots her way out there.
Yeah.
But Cade just works hard. I mean, that kid, he wears them guys out. I mean, it's just hard to get him off of them. And you know, you got to work your butt off to get an open shot, and he did. He worked hard, and I don't know what he ended up with, maybe 13 or something.
I think that's right, 13.
But he...
He shot 20 times.
Yeah, I mean, but his shots were tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't get easy shots. Cade made it tough on him.
That's right.
That's what that kid brings to the table. I mean,
and he lost his cool. The Bowman kid lost his cool.
He did. Yeah. He did. Yeah, I mean, he made a couple throws out of bounds. He took the ball out of bounds and threw the ball out all the way on the other end over a kid trying to catch somebody on a deep pass, a deep run, but just a terrible pass. And you could tell he was frustrated. He was getting frustrated. You know, and we come out and just had a great fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, a great fourth quarter.
18-2, the fourth quarter, we outscored Mississippi Wall. And we got to take our hat off to Clay Smith.
Oh, big
game. Smitty comes in with his, I think it might have been his first double figure game. He had 12. The first of many double.
Oh, he's the sky's the limit for him. Yeah. He's got that mentality of, I ain't a freshman. Give me the ball. Yeah. You know, give me the ball against this guy.
You can really see it.
You can. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you like to see. And he's definitely got it. And so does Derek Jeudy. I mean, you can just tell those kids, they're not backing down from anybody. And that's why I think by the end of the year, look out, boys.
I agree. The thing about Smitty is that on Friday night, probably played one of his, I mean, he couldn't make a basket. He had a lot of back of the rimmers. Yeah. He wasn't in the flow and he bobbled the ball. And he didn't get much playing time, and it did not affect his game at all on Saturday. Yeah. He came out, made the first eight points, first didn't he? Or six? Eight points, six, maybe.
Yeah, came out of the gate.
Got us off to a good start.
Yeah, made a couple big plays. And, you gotta like watching him. I mean, I think he's going to be fun to watch.
Coach Bayshore said at the beginning of the season, he's a very coachable kid. He didn't go out there and say, you know, I did this on Friday and I don't know what I'm going to do. He more than likely asked the coach, what do I need to do? Or sat there and thought about it and came up with, you know, a much better solution on Saturday. He didn't,
like
he didn't
Bobby says,
hang his head.
Sometimes you just don't get in the flow and it's hard to get going. But he got in the flow right away at Mississippi.
He did. And then Kate had a great offensive second half against.
Yeah.
Drove the bucket, got a couple 3-point plays. I think Kate had, he might have had 10.
I think he had Saturday 10 night. Too, yeah.
And Petey Jeudy was Petey Jeudy.
Yeah. Boy, he's just, like we talked about, he has stretches where he is unbelievable. He's really good. He's fun to watch. And he does things that are unbelievable. I mean, some of his drives down the middle when he switches directions and switches hands. And like you said, he probably finishes as good as anybody I've seen left-handed besides Greg. I mean, unbelievably good.
Petey Jeudy, and I'm going to make his statement, okay? And some people are going to say I'm an idiot. Well, they say it anyway.
Yeah, regardless of how this statement comes out, yeah.
Right, because people say it all anyway. Petey Jeudy, and I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. Has a legitimate chance to get his college paid for.
Oh, I think so too. I mean, he's got some.
Yeah. I think he can play Division II basketball. Oh, yeah. He's only a junior.
Yeah. Somebody is going to see him and go, why aren't people after this guy?
I mean, he's 6'4".
Yep.
Long. He handles the ball.
Really long.
Long. He's got a Euro step that's as good as anybody we've ever.
Yeah.
And he travels half the time with it.
Oh, yeah. He gets away with it,
though. No, he didn't. They didn't call it. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
If they don't call it, it didn't happen.
I tell you what, the kid's tough.
He's tough.
Yes, he is.
Yep. He's tough. His mom crazy.
Fired up.
Gee, I love
Kate. I love fired up.
She gets fired up.
Hey, there's a lot of parents like that, and I love
Reese,
them.
Does your mom get fired up baseball games?
I don't. As much as I've seen, probably not, but I have no clue.
Does she get nervous?
Probably the higher games, yeah.
Does she?
Depending on the situation.
How about Dad?
Oh, for sure.
Does he get fired up? He gets pumped?
Him standing with Todd Homan, Terry Twaits, and Scott Wendell
four horsemen fired up.
I mean, they sit right next to
you can hear everything.
We can hear everything. It's at times it's pretty funny.
Right.
So,
well, as you being a senior and you've heard about everything, and you and Dad are close, and there ain't nothing that you guys ain't done. I mean, you travel all around the United States going to baseball games, and that's a bond that's unbreakable. So
that's awesome. Yep.
Absolutely. So, Fee, we beat the bush on the Indians, and we had Corey Gerlach coming up to talk about Indian bowling, and the bowling team has had a lot of success.
Yeah.
They got a ton of kids involved. We're all about Fort Recovery and the kids in Fort Recovery. And and when you look at that bowling program, and I was out there the other day when he was practicing, there has to be 40 kids out there.
Is that right? They got a bunch.
There's kids bowling everywhere.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
And the thing is, they're damn good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, there's several of them that are just outstanding. The other ones I don't know about, but there's probably, Corey just says that this is just really good. These kids get it. They understand and they love it.
I just can't believe how good they are. Well, first of all, Fly's kid, the Timberman boy.
Jared. Game. Yeah.
He's smooth as Jared.
Yep.
That's his name,
yep.
man.
Jared Timberman.
Jared, yeah. Dude is smooth as silk.
Yeah.
You know how when like me and you were kind of crankers and they got a lot of crankers.
I love it.
Yeah. Bill Kanapke's kid. Now, first of all, Bill Kanapke's kid's a bowler.
Yeah.
How?
Oh, Kanapke. Doc owned the bowling alley with Joe. I'm pretty sure Dick bowled a bunch. Bill, I don't think Bill did, but that'd be.
Bill Kanapke cannot bowl.
Well, if his kid can, I'm all right with that. I don't think Bill has any eligibility left.
I'd bowl Bill for $10 a game.
Yeah? Would you bowl his kid?
Nope. No, but Corey was going to come up tonight, but he had lane troubles, and he's got some issues, and he can't make it. He said, I can get there by after 10, but we'll be home watching the Buckeyes. Yep. But we're going to get Corey up here, and we're going to...
Yeah.
Because they have a big tournament this Saturday.
Yep.
Buckeyes 31-29 at halftime.
Leading?
Getting beat.
Oh, hanging in there. Though. They're waiting on us to come watch.
That's right. They want us to come watch it. That'll be good.
2 points. It doesn't matter a whole lot if they're... As long as they're hanging with them, they can they have a chance.
I agree. How about our swim team probably about ready to start tournament, aren't they?
Well, Mindy's been on vacation.
Yeah. They took it, 6 months?
Yeah. Vacation? Unbelievable.
I don't
around the world.
I don't have the script for it, but we have one of the public service announcement. No, the public service announcement about the swim team that they've got a tournament.
Everybody ready to start
postseason coming up.
I got grossed out.
What is?
I did because I said they won the MAC, and somebody said they're not the MAC.
Well, technically it was. They didn't win the MAC, but that's as good as you're going to get.
My glasses anywhere?
And and now we have to spend an hour explaining it instead of just saying they won the MAC.
Yep.
Yeah. Technically, it's not the MAC, but it's all the MAC schools, which we're not allowed to have.
Hey, we won.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We won the MAC. It's much simpler to say it that way than
Bill Kanapke can bowl.
All right.
Throws it harder than anyone I know. You can't be a good bowler throwing a fireballer. Bill Magoo threw a fireballer.
He did throw
He was good.
Broke the pins. Bill Magoo's the worst bowler I've ever seen.
I think he averaged 160, 70, and he was so much fun.
He threw 100 mile an hour backup ball.
And one thing he used to do, you know how guys bounce their basketball off their muscle? Yeah. He did that with a bowling ball.
I've never seen him do that.
Come on. That guy had some guns on.
He was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Man, I like that
guy. That guy's nuts. I loved him. Uncle Bill was a classic.
He's a classic.
He was. Bill Kanapke can bowl. Well, I give a shout out to Bill Kanapke.
Way to go, Bill.
Bill Kanapke cannot bowl.
No.
Well, I'd say you got a match coming.
Huh?
How many pins you going to give him?
I ain't giving him any. Okay. I'm old and fat. He is in shape.
Okay. And nobody throws the ball better and harder than you do.
In my day, I fired that baby down there, but now I don't know if I can. I'm going to bowl again.
You'll bowl again?
I'm going to bring it out. I got two brand new balls.
I bowl with here.
The Feely Family Christmas.
Feely Family Christmas.
Reese, you bowl?
The only time I really ever do is at prom. Just because.
After prom. Right,
after prom.
After prom?
Yeah.
And get money? Reese, you're a thief. Reese is a thief.
What?
Reese is a thief.
I don't know what you mean.
Because they give money out.
After they give money. He's not stealing
it. But he is stealing it.
Okay.
We got to take a break.
Talk about real thief, Will Holman.
How much did he take last year?
Oh, jeez. Over 100, probably.
Did he get him for a big head? Will. That don't surprise me. I'll tell you, them Holmans, you can't trust them. Can you, Neil?
I think you can.
Huh?
I think you can.
The Holmans? Todd?
I give Ross.
Ross?
I'd trust them all.
It's a good key.
Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Definitely Michelle.
Brenna?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brenna Holman got some varsity minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All them girls did.
Yeah.
That's good.
Brenna Holman, she's had a couple good games in a row here.
You know who else had a good game?
Who?
Macy Day. Macy.
Me and you have been Macy Day fans from the get-go.
We're big fans of
it. I love when her stroke has got a 1,000% better.
Yep, I agree.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Ohio State recruiting today. Was National Signing Day. We're going to break down Ohio State, and Urban Meyer is God when it comes to recruiting.
He's the man.
Sports Talk, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Congrats to the girls' high school swim team who finished first at the Coldwater Mac Invitational Swim Meet in Portland. The team is coached by Mindy Bupp and was led by seniors Sophie Timmerman and Alexis Bupp. We would also like to wish the girls good luck as they head to Wright State in Dayton for their next swim meet. Then the following week, the girls head to Ayersville for their first postseason swim meet. Congrats on a great season and good luck going forward.
It's that time of the year again. February 15th, the varsity girls basketball team will be hosting their annual senior night. The seniors include Kaya Wendell, Carly Stone, and Grace Tin. The JV game will start at 6 versus Minster. Senior night will follow right after the JV game. Again, February 15th at 6, come support the Fort Recovery Indians girls.
The Fort Recovery boys basketball team will be having its senior night on Friday, February 23rd, following the JV game, which starts at 6 o'clock. Three boys players, Cade Wendell, Trevor Vaughn, and Ryan Braun, as well as two senior cheerleaders, Kristen Keller and Carissa Evers, will be honored for their many years with the program. Make sure that you stop on down to the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Friday, February 23rd, to watch these fine seniors one last time on their home court.
Fort Recovery's Traveling Tribe is having a German supper. The money raised from the supper will help the Traveling Tribe on their summer trip to Europe. It will be on February 9th, 2018, from 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $7 pre-sale and can be purchased from the high school boys BK Games, the high school office, and from any Traveling Tribe member. Just remember, February 9th, 4 to 6. Come enjoy the German cuisine and help these students experience the world.
Fort Recovery Drama Club proudly presents the Addams Family Musical. This musical will be presented on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Both times will be held at the Fort Recovery Elementary Auditoria. Tickets will be $8 at the door. So come laugh with us on Saturday, February 24th and Sunday, February 25th and watch the Fort Recovery Drama Club present the Addams Family Musical.
We're back here on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. I just wanted to throw this out there. We posted a letter on Facebook from the Fort Recovery Administration, and we invite you to go to our Fort Recovery Radio page and check that out. It's a very nice letter. The main intention of it, it says, it is our intention to work with the MAC to try to get Fort Recovery Radio back on the air sooner rather than later. We encourage you to just go take a look at the letter on Facebook, and it's a very nice letter. Don't want to, it's fairly long, so we're not going to read it, but so it's just go to Fort Recovery Radio and check out the letter.
Hey, very they'd make me read it.
Nice.
Huh? They'd make me read it.
You'd have to read it. Announcement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Kurt Graham would have it in writing about the size of, like, fingernail.
Can't see nothing.
Man, that guy don't know how to use his font.
He's got to get big font for me.
I'm saying Kurt Graham's got ego on this.
Well, or maybe he doesn't want to use 7 pages of paper.
Could be.
Right font, you can do it on one.
Hey, I got this. The indoor track team has state meet coming March 3rd in Cleveland.
Oh, yep.
Really?
You know that?
I heard about it. I didn't know exactly when that was. I know there's several people from Fort Recovery, I believe, that are in that. Technically, it's not a an OHSAA thing, but it is a really good thing. And I believe
Robbie has a shot in the 60 meter and the 200 meter. Megan Abels has broken high school pool vault records as an eighth grader.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Megan Abels. Now, who would her mom and dad be?
Wow, I don't know.
I don't either. Yep, it's been good. Blah, blah, blah. Riley Pearson usually runs 2. It is a club sport officially.
Mm-hmm.
But the school supports it, and they wear Fort Recovery uniforms. So
good.
So, yeah, good luck to them guys. You think if I was in high school, I could have been in that track, indoor track?
Yeah.
I run faster indoor than I do outdoor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a taken.
Well, oh, yeah. You get off the blocks fast.
I mean, I'm a speedster.
Yeah.
You're a speedster. What are you doing here? Chuck. Chucky in the house. How you doing, Chuck? Turn Chuck on.
Sorry.
He got us on.
Well, let his girlfriend do that.
Huh? She's
just got done at the bowling alley.
What'd you do out there? Scoring. Have computer troubles?
Yeah.
Scoring. Did you get it fixed?
Fix her?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did it take a while?
Out it in. It
took a while.
Yep.
Really?
I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Well, you probably knew a lot more than Corey did.
So what did he do? Just call you up and say, look at this?
We're having printer issues.
Really?
Having printer issues, yep.
So you charge them?
Huh?
You gonna charge them?
Pizza. I'm a nice guy.
So what's that
get
mean?
A pizza out of it?
I don't know.
Corey, we gotta get a pizza.
We gotta God start. Sake. Can come I on. Back you?
You be a manager?
No, I want to be Chuck's
agent.
Yeah.
That's what he was, that's what Fee was talking about, yeah.
Can I do that? I want
start bugging him?
Yep.
Oh, you got to engage.
You in or out?
I'm never going to make it home, am I?
No, Chuck, what's the word
a gift.
A gift from Jesus.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Today, we have our big meeting today, okay? Uh-huh. This is our...
Cooper's?
This is a blockbuster meeting with all the big wheels, okay? And I don't... It's basically, it was an avian influenza mock disaster.
Ooh.
And it's Fort Recovery location, and it's the Van Wert location.
Mm-hmm. They didn't exactly tell me it was a mock going into this either.
They did, well, yeah. So, there's all the big wheels at Van Wert, and there's all of us down here, and guess who's running the video comp, the whole thing?
Jose.
No.
Chucky Chucker.
Catfish Charlie,
Chucky
baby.
Boy.
And he had us, it was unbelievable, Chuck.
Yeah.
You should be proud, man.
Listen to me every once in a while. We do some pretty cool things.
Well, your Facebook of the Christmas show was awesome.
Classic.
I watched it again the other night. Couldn't go to sleep.
Laughing.
Couldn't go to sleep. I think it's got 5,000 views.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's
Seems about right.
5,000 people have watched it.
Yeah,
but I got 1,700 of them.
So it's only a third.
Yeah.
That's what Mountain Dew does to me.
Yeah. I watch that dang thing.
It's awesome.
Some of the things that we go on there.
Yeah. It
cracks me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 12 days of Christmas.
Almost none of what we did was criminal.
No, right.
And there wasn't much of it that was sane. No. But
and for the people who are listening now that missed earlier, Jack, the checks have been delivered, and Jack Jack delivered a couple of them personally, and some were mailed. And he had said that if you hadn't listened, that the people that he took them to were just
static.
So grateful for. And we also took a check out to Jeff Tierman's family, and you know, we just wish everybody.
Oh, we're pulling for them guys.
Absolutely. We are. And Scarlett had her surgery today. And
went well.
And I see on Facebook that she came out like a champ, and they feel like they got the tumor.
That's
and
big.
And, you know, let's pray for Charlotte.
Yeah.
Scarlett, right?
Scarlett, yep.
That's right. 10 till 10. We got about 10 minutes left on the show. We got a Phoebe talked a little bit about National Signing Day and Urban Meyer.
Urban.
And once again, he caps off. And Ohio State did not win. And Urban says, if they're keeping score, I want to win. That's his motto. No matter what it is, if they're keeping score,
we got to win.
Well, Georgia ended up winning with the number one class because, the number one thing that helped Georgia was the Michigan's number one recruit flipped today.
Yeah, he flipped.
Went to Georgia.
Well, I see.
Wow.
Where
was he from? Do you remember what state he was from? Was
Spencey. I read the article.
But it wasn't Michigan or Georgia?
It was.
Yeah, okay.
I think it might have been Florida. No, I don't know about it, but I'm not 100% sure. And Ohio State gets number two class, and I think the other Big Ten team in there was I think Nebraska was up there. Michigan was about 17th. Nebraska was 20th, and Michigan State 30th. But Penn State was maybe 5th, I think.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
So
I think you brought up last week or the week before that, you know, you asked how many times has Urban Meyer's recruiting been number one, which was never.
Right.
But
this is about fifth or sixth?
Yeah.
Number two?
I heard something... somewhere, I don't remember what it was on ESPN or somewhere, that every one of his classes that where he wasn't number one, His team finished higher than every team that was rated
that was
higher than him. Yeah, so if he was number two, he beat all the every number one. He ended up being higher. And if they were number three, he beat two and one. So
I seen his. Did you see the video when he got the lineman?
Yeah,
that's got to make that lineman feel pretty cool.
Absolutely, that was a great view of in the war room, and Urban got the word that this kid was committed. He just kind of gave it a big fist pump, and he was fired. That's got to be. You're right.
Oh, that's got to be neat for that kid. Coach wants me.
When you get a five-star.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It must be phenomenal. So
five-star out of Florida that really didn't, Ohio State wasn't figuring on. So.
Yeah.
National recruiting to National Signing Day is fun.
It is. Kind of neat.
Josh McDaniel says, I'm not going to the Colts. I'm out.
What's the deal on that? I don't know.
Well,
he was in and he's out.
I would guess. Here's my guess, okay? I would guess that you go into this room and there's Robert Kraft, there's Bill Belichick, and they're telling you that you're the next guy to take the head coaching job as soon as Belichick's out.
As soon as Belichick's out.
You got a wife and four kids. Here's everything that is good about staying in New England.
Yeah.
And, his kids love New England, like living in Boston. And he says, you know what? And then he says, I'm not going. And then Indianapolis is just in an uproar. His agent.
Yeah.
I see his agent, McDaniel's agent, dropped him today.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said, I cannot be an agent for a guy like that. And he catch a lot of hell.
Oh, he's going to catch some hell. He's going to have a hard time getting a head job other than that one.
That's right.
He's committed.
No, I agree with you. That was kind of a BS.
That was a little shaky.
How about some Cavs? And let's go with a scoreboard update here today. Let's go with some. It looks like Cleveland 101, Minnesota 99 after 3. LeBron James with 25.6 rebounds and 8 assists. J.R. Smith with 20. Cavs up 2. They gave up 99 points in the first three quarters.
Not playing too good a day.
Yeah, that's right. Number one ranked Villanova loses its second game of the season, a 79-75 loss to St. John's at home.
Virginia going to be number one.
Virginia number one. Ohio State down 31-29 at half.
Staying in
the Purdue Boilermakers. So
at Purdue too.
At Purdue, so that'd be a good one to win. So
where's the Big Ten championship this year?
I bet it's in Chicago. Don't they alternate?
I was thinking they usually did.
I think last year was in Indianapolis. That's fun.
Just looking back at St. John's, they beat Duke, and then they just go trample.
Yeah. I don't know. That's unbelievable.
And they haven't won a game in
the league. Till
the league.
Right. Now they won two in a row, Duke.
And made the best two games.
That is crazy.
That is nuts.
Yeah. Chuck, what's you up to tonight, bub? You got to get a haircut. Are you smoking dope?
I like it. I don't like it when his hair is real short.
Huh?
It looks weird.
Look at him.
I think it looks great.
You thought freak.
It was bad. You know, I had that big meeting Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
With all the big bankers there.
Yeah.
This haircut.
Everybody make fun of you? No. We probably lost business.
Probably. I felt out of place.
You do know that what you think is very long hair is about normal for most people, so I just... I'd let it go.
Sucking up to Chuck.
Well, I don't like his short haircuts. I don't like
them. When are we going to be on Facebook Live again? I like looking at myself.
Well, get us. Jeez.
I'm pretty handsome.
We can put a mirror on the wall.
You're the one. You're the one that likes looking at you, huh? I heard there's somebody, but.
Are you serious?
Well, no, I'm not.
My wife, Jody.
Yeah, we would look at her.
He walks in.
Huh?
He walks in and he can't let his eyes leave him.
Thank you, bub.
Yep.
She worships me. She loves me.
She goes to the basketball game just to sit across there and look at Bob the whole game.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yep. Yep.
It's big.
That is huge. Yeah. Nobody loves her husband more than Kim Feely.
She should.
Huh?
She should. He's a great guy.
He is a pretty good dude.
Pretty good guy.
Huh?
I wouldn't marry him.
How's our business? Selling anything?
Slow.
Are we bad?
Yeah.
Chuck, you need anything? What are you driving?
We got to get us a...
Let's wait for the...
sun.
First night. Nice Sunday. Sunny.
Hey, about 50 let's degrees. Do this.
What are we doing?
Uh-oh.
We're going to sell a car on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to work this details out.
That'd be awesome.
No, we are going to sell...
So you buying it?
Nah, listen.
Okay.
We're going to come up with a plan.
Game plan.
And we're going to do a radio auction... radio auction
for a Hastings automobile.
Okay.
This will fly.
Yeah, I bet we sell it, but I bet he won't get it what he wants for it.
No, we got to have a price that's got to go for.
Okay.
You mean you got to have a reserve.
Yeah. We got to have a reserve.
It meets a reserve.
Baby. We're going to sell a car on on this Bubba and Fee show.
I love it.
You in or out?
I'm in.
We got to come up with details.
Yep.
Chuck, you in or out?
Facebook Live.
You, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Park the car out front.
Park the car out there.
Yep.
This is big.
If somebody tampers with the brakes, we can drive it right through the window. Not even on purpose.
Take her through.
You know, maybe we can get
then
that
table. Then we'll sell to the insurance company.
And another thing we're going to do.
We need to get the damn table for Bill.
Bill can jump on the table.
He's got a brake. No, listen. Oh, yeah. Here's what we're going to do this summer. We are going to do the show on the street. On the sidewalk.
Yeah, we should do that.
That'll be good.
It's nice out.
Okay.
We got extension cords we can reach.
Yeah.
We can get out there.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do it on the street. We're going to talk to people as they drive by.
Holler at them.
Who?
Holler at them when they drive
by. Or give them the bird.
Yeah. Well, not if it's Facebook Live. We don't want to do that.
Oh, we can't?
They probably will to us.
We might catch a few birds.
Get off the street.
Can you set that up?
I don't know about doing Facebook Live out there.
We don't do Facebook Live. I want to do a show on the sidewalk.
That'd be big.
We got to get a permission from Calpe.
Probably. No. I don't know.
We'll just have him on the show.
It won't be a problem.
We'll just have him
as long as there's soliciting signs up on the out there. You're good.
There's what?
Nothing.
And then we're gonna auction off a car.
Auction her off.
Okay.
This is big.
Big.
And I'll throw a turkey in.
Turkey in a car. Can't beat it.
Well, you buy this car, you get turkey for life.
Can't beat it.
Every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving you're
a turkey for life?
For the rest of your life, we will supply you with a turkey.
Is it a full turkey or is it just a turkey roll?
Or is it
whatever they want.
Is it a live turkey or a dead turkey?
We will kill the turkey for them. We'll butcher the turkey on Wednesday before.
We, meaning who?
Me and Fee. They buy this car.
Is Bill going to deep fry it?
He can't. It's the worst bird ever.
Murdered to pieces.
It's the worst bird ever.
That's torture.
We got a big summer planned.
It's going to be big.
Spencey.
Okay.
You in or out?
It's great, but I don't think we do a show in the summer.
Are you dumb?
Well, maybe, but we haven't done one yet.
We got two tractor pulls
this year.
We
got all kinds of stuff going on.
Hey, we do have two tractor pulls this year. We got to get the tractor pull guys in here.
Okay.
We have
the first pulls in June, I believe.
Is there a Hall of Fame tractor pull building?
Ooh. Ooh, I don't know.
We got to start it.
Ooh, it's a good idea.
You in or out?
I'm in, man. That's perfect.
Should be in Fort Recovery.
The National Tractor Pulling Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Fort Recovery.
Yeah,
and have Arnie Byron.
You're on to something here. This is big.
If they don't have one already, I think Fort Recovery is as good a place as any.
Yep.
I mean that
they'll come from all over, from Iowa to Des Moines.
Well, Des Moines is Iowa.
It is.
Yeah.
Des Moines, from Iowa. North Carolina to the Hudson River.
There you go.
From Detroit, Michigan
to LA
to Waterloo, Indiana.
Okay.
Where's that at?
It's over there somewhere. There's a Waterloo, Indiana. I think it's around Fort Wayne.
I think it is too.
Yeah,
it
so that's is. Not
close
right.
to the Three Rivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's we need a backer. Who's got a lot of money we can talk to?
Chuck.
If
take all the money he's saving on haircuts.
And if we auction this car off, Hastings get off.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
I got a lot of good ideas, don't I?
Yeah.
It's big.
Well,
who had better ideas, me or Adam Beach?
Adam Beach had a lot better ideas.
He wanted to build an underground parking garage.
Well, I didn't know it was underground, but he wanted to build a parking garage.
Well, you know what would help?
What?
Underground parking.
In the hell?
Adam Beach had better ideas, but
no.
He never intended to do any of them himself.
Chuck got hammered last night.
I don't think he did.
He's drinking Budweiser.
Budweiser.
So?
He had two.
Big
he had five.
He had two in 4 hours.
I didn't drink last night.
Chuck, you got a drinking problem.
Yeah. I used to say I have a drinking problem. The bar's closed too soon.
They shut her down too early.
That's like, it ain't like that anymore.
That's like Greg McClurg's buddy. They asked him what he weighed in high school. Say, what'd you weigh in high school? He said, pot.
Oh, wow.
It is 10 o'clock.
10 bills.
We want to thank the seniors for stopping up, Fee.
They were awesome. Awesome as usual. Awesome.
We got a big week of games. What
another
we got?
Another big week. We got tomorrow night. The girls are heading to Coldwater.
Let's get our fans over there.
To knock down the Cavaliers.
I like playing game Coldwater.
Winning streak.
Yeah. You going?
I'm in.
Get in or out?
Get there. I got to watch Logan, but I think he plays at 5.
Oh, he's got tournament. Seventh grade boys. Eighth grade boys.
Where's that at?
Here, I think.
You got that?
Do I have it? No, I don't have any information on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's on the school's page, Fort Recovery
schools. Friday night.
.org.
We're bringing the Cavs over here. Our boys are going to drop.
Show them.
I hate Coldwater. Let's get them.
Who's covering the game?
I mean, you hate Coldwater. I like Coldwater.
We're heading to Tri-Village.
But I sure Saturday. Like to beat them. But I like Coldwater.
No, I don't like Coldwater.
Okay.
WCSM. I don't like Dart. I don't like Trent Backman.
Well, I think.
I don't like Teresa Putoff.
Really?
Oh, jeez. Tara Mullenkamp.
I like all of those people.
You do?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Maybe.
They're pretty good people. Romy Schwederman.
Romy.
Roman?
Jerry Post, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yes.
55 years young today.
Really?
55. Yeah. My.
Well, I guess that's probably right. I would have thought that she's, just looking at her, she's probably, she thinks she's 30. But
she's only 30, she's 50.
We're in the same class together. I don't know what happened.
How old are you, Chuck?
What do you think?
52.
25.
Oh,
close.
24?
27. Mm-hmm. 27. 26.
24.
24?
24. Mm-hmm.
When do you get married?
Cinco de Mayo.
May.
Cinco de Mayo.
You get married this May?
Yeah.
Where are you going on honeymoon?
Jamaica.
Jamaica man.
I watched
Should go to Mexico. He should go to Mexico if he's getting married on Cinco de Mayo.
It's not a holiday in Mexico.
Probably be free. Yeah, I know it isn't.
So you're getting married in May.
Yep. So are you week before, Cody, or week after?
Week before.
We're the first ones in that whole cycle of...
And there's 100 of them.
Marriage.
Where's your reception at?
St. Henry. I love their Legion.
Yeah, that's where Carly's is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many got invited?
I don't have no idea.
Am I invited? Why be invited?
Yeah.
When's the invitations come out?
Not yet.
Whatever.
Let me tell you something.
Working on them.
Whatever Courtney says, they come out.
Yeah.
Whatever
she says, you can count on me.
Yeah.
For 20 speeder.
Woo.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Man, now pressure's on.
I mean, you
got like 3 bills or something.
you just put the pressure on everybody, bub.
Yeah. I think that's a good $20 gift for weddings.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. What is the norm?
No idea.
50?
50.
50?
That's too much.
That's too much for Chuck.
I remember the days about 20 years ago when a bunch of guys would be sitting up at Tin Man's or whatever the bar was at the time, and somebody would have a card, and everybody open their billfold and start throwing ones. like me, $13 in there.
13?
1 or $2 from several different people. And they all go out and eat $10 worth of food.
I thought he was going to say 10 cents or something.
Yeah. You do know that Neil will cry his eyes out at your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
As a no doubter.
Well, yeah.
No doubter.
Because,
he's like your son.
Well, and she's my daughter.
Yeah. I mean, this will be.
It's going to be big.
He's already getting choked up.
Hold on. He's got to get his picture out.
Yeah. What's this?
Picture of me and my daughter.
Oh, that's a great picture.
That is a good picture.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's the only picture of me that I don't hate.
No, you're one. His picture on our website's good with the bear.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
That's a good picture.
Well, he had it on Facebook, so I stole it. When do you update our Facebook? I want new pictures.
Want new pictures? Just tell me.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Send them new pictures.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Fine. Anything else, V?
Your wife gave me the picture that's on there now.
My feelings look good.
Yeah.
Where'd you get mine?
Like Facebook.
Facebook. You didn't ask?
I stalk.
Stalker.
Stalker.
Great show tonight, Fee. I'll see you tomorrow. We're going over to Coldwater.
Oh, that's the girl.
Thank you, Reese. Good job tonight.
Great job,
Reese.
Reese
is tired.
He's tired.
He was up till about midnight last night.
Yep.
Yeah, thinking there's going to be no school this morning. So figuring there's going to be a delay.
Well, they canceled school the day before.
Yep.
It was sunny and 90 out.
Yeah.
Eventually. But as I said, in the Daily Standard, they had pictures
Wimp.
Of...
Wimpies.
old sliding off the road.
First he wanted to sleep in.
If he really wanted to sleep in, he'd have called school off this morning, two-hour delay, because everybody was thinking it was going to
Super Bowl. Be snow. So he stayed up too late to watch Super Bowl.
There you go.
Well,
now you're on this.
They
canceled on Tuesday. Monday Night Football.
Crazy Super Bowl.
As they have explained several times that the process, I believe Jeff Hobbs explained it to us one time, is they talked to among several local administrators.
There's only one person you got to talk to.
Bob Stogler?
Yeah, I'm out. Call Bob. I know the roads.
Yep.
Who's the bus drivers?
Don't know anymore.
My dad.
Oh, yeah.
Tony. Catfish Tony is a...
Tony.
Yep.
Really?
Does he do the morning or evening?
Both.
Oh.
And usually if we'll have a delay, if I'm expecting something, if I hear the door shut at 6:30 outside, I know we're going.
Yeah, that's cool.
I should drive a bus.
Should.
No, you shouldn't.
Why? I got a CDL.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Making money doing that?
Oh, yeah. If I was a kid and Bob was driving, I'd beg my parents to move in the country.
I know, so I could pick them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
See? That's awesome. Big. You'd be like the Simpsons bus driver.
I'd be like the Chris Farley on what's that movie? When the one kid peed his pants. What movie is that? Farley. Oh, the bus driver. You know what I'm talking about?
Not Present. Caddyshack.
No, you moron. Chris Farley wasn't in Caddyshack.
No.
God.
We can't remember now.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Can't either. That's all I got to say. I'm just blabbing.
We're done.
Let's go watch the Buckeyes.
Go watch the Buckeyes winner.
Bye.
See you next week, guys. Yeah.
Thanks,
45-36.
I hate you, Reese.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.